2 Corinthians 12:8 through 10. The Bible says, three times I asked the Lord to take it away, and each time he responded to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest upon me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I boast about my weaknesses, my insults, my persecutions, my hardships, my difficulties. Because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Now, a lot of you may not know this about me, but I have an autoimmune disease. For the last 23, almost 24 years, I have struggled with juvenile diabetes or type 1 diabetes. And that's really shaped a lot of who I am. And looking back, I can see how God's hand has moved and molded me. But if I'm honest with you, sometimes looking back doesn't really help when you're in the thick of it. A few months ago, I went to the doctor because I had a swollen area on my neck, and he looked at it and he said, you know, there's no reason to be concerned about that. However, I found a spot on your thyroid. That was shocking. And that caused concern, enough concern for him to order an ultrasound. And then that caused him to order a biopsy. I'll be honest, at the beginning, I thought, why, God? Why? Haven't I been through enough? Hasn't my family been through enough? But he reminded me, as he does, 2 Corinthians 12:8 through 10, Philippians 4:13, James 1, and many, many other verses in the Bible that says that my God is good and he is perfect and he knew about this and he's right there with me. And even though I was still angry and still scared, he provided me with a peace that surpassed all understanding. I'm happy to report that I found out a few weeks ago that my tumor is benign. And I do not have cancer. But I have to tell you that if that report had come back and said that I did have cancer, that our God is still good, he is still perfect, he would have known that that was going to happen before I was even a thought on this earth. And he is right there in the midst of it, setting a table in the middle of our mess. He's right there with us now, and he's going to be with us in the future, in all future messes.